Hey everyone, welcome back to Indianapolis and the 2018 NFL Scouting Combine, joined now by NFL Media's Jeffrey Chedia. We chatted with Jeffrey earlier, or actually late in the season, when you were doing a piece on Thielen and Diggs, I believe. Is that right?
Thielen and Keenum.
Okay, that's right.
How did that turn out?
Turned out pretty good, but I was expecting to go a little bit farther than they actually went, so a little bit of excitement in that second round, but not enough to get them where they had to be.
Yeah, that's life in the NFL, man. The high of that Saints win and the low of the Eagles loss. That's the NFL right there.
It is, but I think it was a great year in terms of building confidence, and, you know, look, they're going to be right back in the mix next year as long as the quarterback situation gets figured out.
Aha, the quarterback situation. That's a good segue, man. Mm-hmm. How do you figure this one out?
It's a good question because I just heard John Elway talk about his situation and Steve Kime from the Arizona Cardinals talk about his situation. A lot of moving parts here. Clearly not franchising Teddy Bridgewater or Case Keenum indicates they're going to go out into the market and look at what's out there. And Kirk Cousins now becomes a very popular name to talk about. They're going to be in the race to get him along with the Jets, along with Arizona. And, you know, Denver's going to be in there. So what they want to pay will determine a lot about this, but I think that if Keenum and Bridgewater are still out there, they may come back.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing that, you know, with free agency and the quarterback situation, they are so coveted. They're very rare when it's a year where there are quarterbacks out there to be had, but this year there are. I mean, you just named a few of them, plus the Vikings have three that played games last year who would all make good starters.
Yes, and you look at it, they've had probably a really – good situation in terms of understanding how to win with different kinds of quarterbacks. Yeah. I mean, I think it's as much as they wouldn't want to have to go this route with Teddy Bridgewater, you know, with the tough leg injury and Sam Bradford coming in, getting hurt, and then going to Keenum, they saw they can win a lot of different ways. And so that's got to affect the way you evaluate how much you want to pay for your next quarterback, because they don't have to look at it like, we got to get Kirk Cousins at all costs because, God, you know, we have to get this position figured out. They can say, look, we won with Case Keenum. We've won with Teddy Bridgewater. We've won with Sam Bradford. So what did they do well that we can get out of the next guy we put under center?
Is there anything outside of quarterback when you look at the Vikings roster where you're just like, you know what, that's a great team, but if they did this, that would be really something that could take them to the next level? Any other spots on the roster where you feel that way?
Well, they were really, to me, you know, Philadelphia won it, but after Philadelphia, I thought they were the most complete team.
Yeah.
And so getting Dalvin Cook back is going to make a big difference in their backfield. So that's what, to me, was missing in their running game, was that kind of big play presence. They get him back. Hopefully the knee's going to be okay. You have Latavius Murray. You have a good mix of runners back there. The offensive line is solid. Maybe you beef it up a little bit more. But on defense, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things on from the defensive line to the linebackers to the secondary. Got to pay guys. That's a big thing now because a lot of these younger guys are getting older. Got to pay a Stephon Diggs. Got to pay a lot of these guys that, you know, just paid Xavier Rhodes. So you're talking about adding more money. So we'll see what happens. But I think as far as overall roster, they're right there at the top of the NFL.
Awesome. What you working on this week?
Right now, just trying to go around, connections, network. I'm going to be doing an hour on NFL Network tomorrow talking about probably the Chiefs and what's happened there because I live in Kansas City. A lot of Marcus Peters, Alex Smith trade talk. Yeah. Andy Reid didn't say much about it today, so I'm going to have to you know, fill in the blanks tomorrow for all the Chiefs fans out there.
Well, you're good at doing that, so it'll be all right, I think.
Well, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, man.
Thank you.
All right.